All right, back on the Hal Ginsberg Morning Show, and returning after a long hiatus is Claudia Viak, pioneer in micro lending and CEO of Cameo. Claudia, good morning, and welcome back. You remembered my interviewing you years ago. I appreciate that very much.
Thanks, Hal. Yes, it's really great to have a voice for new ideas and for some of the trends that are evolving now in our economy.
Tell us about the Microlenders Forum tomorrow at the Federal Reserve Bank on Market Street in San Francisco.
Yes, as you mentioned, Cameo is the statewide network of nonprofit lenders and also business assistance providers in California. About 106 members, and we serve about 15,000 very small businesses every year. When we talk about micro business, we're talking about businesses with less than 5 employees. Every year we gather our members together, sponsored by the Federal Reserve in San Francisco, and we also have our bank partners too. And we look at issues that need to be addressed in terms of capital access, particularly for low and moderate income entrepreneurs.
What kind of a business would be looking for capital access? Are you talking about retail? Are you talking about now, of course, internet startups? I would think they can often find venture capital funds. So is there kind of a trend of those businesses that really need your assistance, Claudia?
Well, small businesses always are looking for ways to grow. And, in fact, more small businesses fail because of poor management decisions, which also involves, you know, how to access and how to use the capital they've got. So when a business is kind of stabilizing, it's shown that it has a customer base, then they usually look for a loan to increase their inventory. So we're not we're not talking necessarily about high-tech venture capital type businesses, but every business is a technology company now because they're using the internet, they're using tools that and platforms to help them build their brand.
Now, the forum tomorrow at 101 Market Street in San Francisco, is that open to the public? Is that open to the borrowers? Or is this simply for people that you work with to actually lend money, make available funds to very, very small businesses?
Yes, it's just for our members and bankers. But it's good that people know that there is a nonprofit lending sector. It's often a quiet champion out there that can help you and spend time with you when in looking at your business issues and your growth issues. So we have nonprofit lenders all over California. There are 20, well, there are about 30 of them. In every county, there is access to an organization that can help the business grow. The sad part, though, Hal, is that we're only reaching, and I'm looking at even the bankers themselves, we're only reaching 0.1% of the need in California. So there are 4 million micro businesses. A large proportion of those are low and moderate income and people of color, and a very large percentage are women, over 50%. And yet, you know, the banks are not making loans under 100,000 or under 50,000, nothing. Between 50 and 100, very few. So really the online lenders have come into this space, but some of their products are just not really good.
Yeah, they charge, they're usurious, right? They can be almost usurious in their rates.
They can be, yep, if you... You really have to be very, very alert, and if you don't speak English real well, or if that's your second language, then it can be even more difficult. So Cameo's members, and just to give you a couple of examples, in the Bay Area, there's Opportunity Fund. They're very well known. Working Solutions, Oakland Business Development Corporation, for example, and in Southern California, Valley Economic Development Corporation, also Opportunity Fund functioning. And Opportunity Fund now is working in your old bailiwick in Monterey, Santa Cruz area.
All right. Now, so, what would you say to an aspiring entrepreneur, maybe you should go into microlending. I mean, we're talking about how microlending can help small businesses, but you just said that the vast majority of small business people in California who need access to affordable credit can't always get it. So maybe this is a growing sector.
Well, there's a reason for it is because you can't make money on it. We do not charge interest rates like they do in the developing countries of 60 to 100%. I don't think that's always mentioned when people are talking about some of the wonderful but still very, very high interest rate programs in developing countries, Mexico, India. In the U.S., we have usury laws. So for lenders, I'm not talking about online lenders now. I'm talking about regular brick-and-mortar lenders, whether they're a Cameo member, a community development financial institution, CDFI, certified by the Treasury Department, or whether they're a bank. They can only charge so much interest on these loans. So it's impossible to be able to break even, and so that's why we need grants and support from the government to make it work.
Do you
and
support,
that's been the conundrum what, here. Let me just finish one thought.
Sure.
Is that there's been a shrinking of funding from the government sector to pay for the upfront costs and operations in a lot of these organizations.
But if it's sunk costs, I mean, if ultimately you're going to lose money on the loans, if I'm the government,
yeah.
I'm going to say, well, it's not worth it because we're supporting businesses that ultimately aren't going to succeed. Is that an argument for eliminating usury laws? I mean, it almost sounds like you're saying that, and I don't know that that's your view.
Oh, no. We're not talking about businesses that don't succeed. You mean the lenders?
Yeah, well,
you know, it's a struggle. But we know that when businesses get this help, 80% will make it through the first startup times. I mean, business assistance services, and microloans are a big piece of business assistance services. In fact, there was a study of Axiom Texas last year that verified all of the things we believed in, but it showed that when it was a control study that businesses that got a small loan did better and were more profitable and survived better than businesses that did not receive a small loan. These were startup micro businesses.
Were they able then, by and large, to pay back the loans?
Oh, yeah.
Then why isn't it profitable? Then I got to go back to this. Why isn't it profitable?
Because of the time that it takes to work somebody through the application. There are online applications now, but still there's just for the amount of staff time and counseling time, the operations cost can be the same cost of the loan. Like it can cost $5,000 in overhead and operations to generate a $5,000 loan. So that's why you don't have people wanting to do them. The reason we do them, our members do them, is because we believe that the multiplier effect in our communities, particularly lower income communities, is going to be worth it. So if we can help a business start and succeed, you know, over that startup period, then we believe that it's going to generate jobs. Well, we know it will generate jobs and revenues for its community. So that's the justification. It's the longer-term view.
All right, Claudia Vieck with us. She is the president and CEO of Cameo, and that's a network of micro lenders who will be meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
At Market Street to discuss the future of micro lending in the Golden State. Can you give us some ideas of where you see, what do you look for when you want to determine whether somebody's a good risk, Claudia?
Well, they call it, you know, it's character-based lending because the collateral really doesn't exist. And remember, we're still coming out of a very severe downturn that hit lower-income people disproportionately in terms of loss of home equity, loss of business in many cases. So people are still in segments of the state, like the Central Valley, Stockton, and other parts of the state, rural parts in particular, but also in Los Angeles, they're still struggling to come out of that. So really looking at their ability to pay their bills, their cash flow of their business, and their, when I say ability to pay it, that they have paid, that they have, you know, generally good credit.
All right, we've got a quick break coming up, and I know you're busy, but if you can stick with me for just a moment or two longer, I'd like to ask Claudia. She said yes. I'd like to ask her about how microlending can reduce wealth disparities.